Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This broadcast is coming to you from Victoria, British Columbia, which I have to tell you, even though it is pouring rain at the very moment, it is absolutely a gorgeous, gorgeous city. So for those of you who are in Canada listening to me, it is a delight to be able to be in your part of the world. And it is just an amazing city. So if ever you have a chance to come to Victoria, British Columbia, I encourage you to do so because its beauty is really something special. Meanwhile, we are trying to reach our guest, Lauren Sonia, and as soon as we're able to get through, we'll bring her on. But we are going to be opening up the phone lines regardless. And if you want to call in and chat with me, 888-815-9756 is the telephone number to call and chat with me today. I realize this is the day before Thanksgiving, and if you, like me, are visiting with friends and family, your schedule is just going to be totally hectic. I've been on the phone with some people earlier this afternoon, and my goodness, they were just going a mile a minute because they were hoping to leave the office earlier so that they could get to where they want to go in plenty of time for the Thanksgiving holiday. Well, it's something, I've got some wonderful things to share with you, and I've got some terrific stories to share today. So, since we're not able to reach Lauren, we're just gonna move right along. And again, if you want to give me a call, we'll just open up those microphones, and it's 888-815-9756 until she's able to get through to us. I want to share with you a thought. And actually, I had a couple of them here. One is by Corina Zales of Florida. She said, we all have a choice in every difficult situation in life. We can become either bitter or better. Bitter or better. I really like that. And then also, the one that I think is so appropriate since we are going to be celebrating Thanksgiving tomorrow. And this is by Joshua O. Haberman. He's a rabbi emeritus of the Washington Hebrew Congregation in Washington, D.C. He's turning 90 years old. He said, one of the most important marks of maturity is gratitude. I'm more conscious of the favors people do. The driver who stops and lets me cross the street. The newspaper man who brings my paper directly to the door. I am a zero by myself. His words are so, so true. When I think just of the trip that I made up here to Victoria, it took a whole bunch of people to create the opportunity for me to be able to do that. That may sound a little strange, but there had to be a clipper that we came up on. We're not able to drive to where we are. And we didn't choose to fly, so this was another mode of transportation. That ship that we came in, or boat that we came in on, had to be built by a team of people. The food services that were offered on the boat were provided by other people. The opportunity to find out different points of information when we got to Victoria, provided by other people. The accommodations we are in, provided by other people. Many times it's so easy to get upset with things, so easy to get upset with people and conditions, until we can take the moment to really appreciate where we are and whatever we might be experiencing and saying, this is life. How can I shift my attitude about something so it's going to work for me instead of against me? The first quote the lady said, don't be bitter, get better. I liked that word, correlation, but I also like the rabbi's wisdom, saying, all by yourself, you're not going to enjoy the blessings that come about when so many are involved in creating, supplying, getting things to you. There is that infrastructure with human beings with products, with services, with manufacturing, all of these things, and so much more that I don't even have time to mention on the air, that create what we have. Think of the programming we're doing today. This is a programming that goes around the world. 15, 20 years ago, it was rare to have this happen. Today, people have shows, they have blogs, they have all kinds of things. Why? Because somewhere, someone comes up with an idea. Somewhere, someone says, we can do something better. There is so much to be grateful for. And as a friend of mine said earlier today, we really are very, very spoiled. We are living in one of the richest times of history, where those people that want to try to do something different have the opportunity to do it. Where many times in history, that wasn't the case. Today's world, we have supermarkets that provide us with foods from around the world. So when we go into the season, Thanksgiving always is what I consider the, well, after Halloween, it's the kickoff time. It is the kickoff time for a wonderful time of the year. Celebration, remembering people, getting dressed up, having parties. There's just a wonderful feel about the whole season. But it happens because there are so many, the number is unknown, really, that enable us to experience it on the level that we do today. And it is something that we need to realize. One of the greatest things that we can maintain is the freedom to do exactly that. The right and privilege to try, the right and privilege to dream, and to know that we have a chance to experience that dream. So when you're giving thanks, also remember to think about those that have gone before us, because they are the ones whose shoulders we do stand upon. Thanksgiving is such a wonderful, wonderful holiday, and I think there is always so much that you can share with people. And it's important to remember when you're sharing. If you find yourself starting to get grumpy, or you're saying, ah, yeah, but you know what's going on with this, you know what's going on with that, okay. It's all right to know what's not working. But then take a positioning of what can I do to maybe make a shift, make a change, where we can make something better. That is part of what the American dream always has been about. That's why people, even to this day, want to come out of from whatever they're in so many parts of the world, saying, I want to have a piece of that American dream. I want to at least have the opportunity to do that. I know. I've talked with a lot of them. I've interviewed many of them through the years. And my father was one of them. So there are so many things we can relate to. Learn about your family history. Find out about those members of your family that have come over, why they came over, what brought them here, what kind of things did they have to experience. And I think when you go through that journey, you'll say to yourself, I'm sure glad I'm living in this day and age. The good old days are not always as good as we like to imagine that they were. But every aspect of life always has its lessons, always has its challenges. But remember, it's how you use your mind and your skills and your talents. You are in a position to do something with them. What are you going to choose to do? I want to share with you Tom Schukow's story. He's in Michigan. He said he and his wife Sharon don't usually like to go out for breakfast, but one November morning they decided they were going to visit a particular restaurant. And while they were in the restaurant, a gentleman came up to Tom and asked him, sir, excuse me, but I'd like to know, are you a veteran? And Tom said, yes, I am. I served during the Korean conflict. And he was very startled. How often do you have someone walk up to you and ask you that kind of a question? Well, this stranger said to Tom, I'd like to buy you breakfast. I want you to order whatever you like. I insist. And then he went back to the booth where he had been sitting. When the waitress took their order, Tom asked her, this is what this fellow said. He's sitting over there in that booth. Is he for real? Is he serious? And she said, oh, yes. Every Veterans Day, he comes in and he treats people to breakfast. Well, Tom and his wife Sharon, they enjoyed their breakfast, which was just wonderful, and they ate a heck of a lot more than they had anticipated they would eat because of the gentleman's generosity. They ordered something that usually was not on their breakfast menu. So after a very hearty meal, as Sharon and Tom were walking out, Tom walked over to this gentleman, and the gentleman stood up out of respect for Tom. And Tom just gave him a great big bear hug, and he said, "I want to thank you for this. It's very nice of you." And the man looked at him, and he said, "No, I want to thank you. My dad served in World War II, and I'm so proud of him. I feel that honoring veterans is the least thing I can do." They shook hands. They went their separate ways. One man making a difference in another man's life. How? By giving him recognition, by saying thank you. He didn't expect anything in return. This was his way of honoring and respecting someone that he had loved, his own father. The stranger, what was his name? We'll never know. But that's not important. You see, every individual has the capacity of making a difference. You might not ever be written up in the Star Report or on Times Magazine. You may not have your face on the cover. It doesn't make any difference. It is how you live your life, the quality of who you are as a human being. What is it that you can do that will make a difference in life, one person at a time? This gentleman was doing it, and I thought the story was very significant and worth sharing on this day before Thanksgiving. Well, it looks like we're not going to be able to reach Lauren. Perhaps she got stuck in traffic somewhere. Whatever happened, the phone lines are open. So if you'd like to give me a buzz, 888-815-9756 is the telephone number, 888-815-9756. We're opening up those telephone lines, and if you would like to get a reading from me today, the day before Thanksgiving, you are more than welcome to call me, and we will have a nice chat. Remember, all I need from you is your first name or your initial, and then after that, I will just invite you to listen in, and when I'm finished, you're welcome to ask me anything that you would like. So again, 888-815-9756. Now, I do want to let you know, tomorrow being Thanksgiving holiday, tomorrow and Friday, we're going to be playing the Best of Donna. I am going to be, again, on the road, so I will not be able to do the show live, but we will be here with you in spirit. And then on Monday, my guest is going to be James Rock Ross. And James is a fascinating man. He's written a book, Confessions of a Real Estate Mini Mogul. Now, this man has created wealth through real estate, but his journey is a fascinating one. And if you are looking for some kind of investment that is going to work for you for a long term, you might want to examine real estate. So he's going to be on with us on Monday. So in the interim, just know that we're going to have that. You'll hear the Best of Donna, good information that is going to be repeated from recent shows, and then I'll be back with you live again in studio on Monday. So I hope that you'll have a chance to listen. I will be sharing with you some information during the show today about one lady's disaster on Thanksgiving and how she was able to bounce back from that. And then also I have some terrific recipes that I would like to share, one in particular. And I love this. I've got a wonderful story about two sisters that when it comes to the holiday season, they're in competition with each other, and it's about who makes the best yam dish. And of course, the recipe for yams are endless, but I'm going to be sharing some information with you. One of the details that I wanted to share with you also, during the winter months, and we're getting into colder and colder times, and in the Pacific Northwest, we have such dampness. We get so much rain, and I think we're really going to have a very, very wet winter this year. But we have this rain, and so you obviously are going to keep your house all closed up. Well, it's really good to have plants in your rooms Why? Because plants take care of eliminating toxins. And I know in my office where we have our computers, what we're going to be doing is putting in some succulents, some cactus. You don't have to pay a lot of attention to them. And they are absolutely wonderful to have in an office where you have a lot of equipment because they help to balance out the energy that is emitted by the equipment. And I don't know about your office or your home office, but I know in my office, with all of that equipment running, it really dries out the air. And it creates sometimes even like a staticky type of a feeling in the room. So when you have plants, especially succulents, they thrive on that kind of environment or within that kind of environment. So this is something I know that we're going to start incorporating into our office. And it helps to get rid of some of this electronic smell, and that can be contributing to a toxic environment when you're working in with all of this equipment. So the plants absorb that. Well, we forget that plants, just like us, need to have a shower every once in a while. And I really like this tip. Now, maybe you've got a huge kitchen sink where you can put your potted plants in there and just spritz them real good and get the dust off of them. But if you have a bathtub, depending on where you are, what you have in your locale, if you've got a home office. If you've got a bathtub and you've got a whole bunch of plants, you can put them all in the bathtub, turn the shower on, and rinse them off, and then just gently pat the leaves dry. And what that does, that allows the plants to breathe because they, just like us, will get dusty and dirty, and that inhibits them doing the job of cleaning the air of the room that they're in most effectively. So it's a quick, easy way to water them, and it's a safe place where you can drain them, and the water will just run right down the drain, obviously, and then you're going to be able to just lightly maybe take a wet sponge and just lightly go over the wet part. So just let it sit there until it evaporates away, whatever works out best for you. But keeping your plants healthy and refreshed during the winter months when everything is so tightly closed up is a very good idea. And again, don't forget those working areas. The plants make a big difference. Also, what I wanted to share with you is some information regarding recycled equipment. Now, a few months back, I had mentioned that I had watched a television show that talked about computers that were part of the scrap stuff that goes out. I mean, there's billions of tons of this stuff that goes to China, goes to Africa, and into these environments where people, just to try to make pennies a day, just to survive, take computers apart. And they try to segregate the metal out of it and the gold, all the stuff that's in there. Gold, obviously, is a metal. But regardless, they try to salvage as much as they can. Well, there are some very, very intelligent people that said, when we're in the process of disassembling things, let's look at the hard drives. Well, the University of Missouri was embarrassed quite a bit when it learned that a box of old cell phones they had sold for scrapped had not been wiped clean. The devices still held contact lists, text messages, voicemails, and a lot of other sensitive information. Now, the buyer had paid $190 for 25 old cell phones. He planned to sell the parts for about $1,000. However, after they took a real close look at the phones that they had gathered from the athletic department of the University of Missouri, he offered to sell the phones, data included, to a sports collector, and he asked $3,000 for those cell phones. Now, somehow the university found out about this transaction, found out, maybe from the person that bought them, all the information that had been left on the phones, and the officials at the University of Missouri tried hard to quietly buy them back, but it didn't work out so well. Obviously, somebody left someone know what was going on. And they also offered to simply wipe the data clean if the buyer brought them back. The buyer said, this is my property. So what was their greatest fear? Well, that there were memos and messages that could fall into the wrong hands. Think about it. Do you text? Do you send those little messages and your thumbs and fingers just going a mile a minute, brrr, sending information out, not thinking too much about where it's going? Well, if you're going to be discarding a cell phone or any kind of data retaining equipment, you must make sure the memory card is removed and the device's memory is erased before it leaves your possession. Now, I can tell you, when I watched the television program many months ago, they said, forget about wiping this stuff clean. Many instances, it cannot be wiped clean. So what was said by a security official for the United States government is, take a hammer and smash it. Do not let anyone have it. And if you know of someone that says that they can erase all the data, depending on what you're looking at, you want to be sure, absolutely sure, that they have done that. And apparently there are some very, very sophisticated programs, but you want to be sure that the person is reputable and that they really will do what they say they will do. We live in an interesting age. You don't want your private information to go out, so be thoughtful about this. There are no shortcuts, no quick fixes. So if you can smash it into a pulp or in some way destroy it so that nobody else is going to have access to it, that is the way to do it. But I wanted to share that with you because, my gracious, we are all so involved with technology. We are all so involved in using these wonderful, wonderful tools without even giving a second thought as to how someone else can access that information. We don't even give it a second's worth of notice. But you better. You really better do it. And I think I mentioned yesterday that a banking institution told me, make sure you don't keep, if you've got a business account, any kind of a checking account, don't keep all your money there. Make sure you put it in another account, and if you want to transfer it into your checking account, do it at the time, because identity theft is so prevalent on so many different levels. So be aware. Be conscious about what you do. And I'm not saying this to promote fear. I am saying this to make you aware. It's just the times that we are living in. And someone enjoys being a crook. Well, if they really enjoy being that, they're going to do everything they can to have access to what you've got. So be wise. Don't give them the opportunity any more than necessary. Donna Sebo here. We've not been able to reach my guest. The telephone number to call in to is 888-815-9756. And just give me your first name or your initial, and I'd be delighted to chat with you. If you have kids and you want to have some fun, do something a little bit unique. I don't know about your neighborhood, but we have oak trees that grow around us. Of course, they always drop a lot of acorns. Well, during the fall, you're going to find them all over the place. And the squirrels don't get them. The squirrels love to grab them because that's food for them. Well, keep your eyes open and maybe even make a game out of it with your kids. They can make a whistle out of an acorn cap. I was unaware of this until I came across some information. Now, what you do, you just gently peel the cap off from the top of the acorn, and the child can hold the cap stem side facing out between both hands with your thumbs together like a Y, and then blow into the cap above your thumbs, and you can make all kinds of different tones. So this is fun for the kids to do. Also, I said, if you want to do something like an acorn treat, oh, heck, we're not going to use a real acorn, but this is what you would do, and the kids, again, can have a great time with it. You take a dab of chocolate icing, sandwiching together a dark chocolate Hershey's Kiss and a milk chocolate kiss, and what you've got is a chocolate acorn. I know a lot of gals who love chocolate, that acorn would be a real delight. What fun you could have doing that. If you wanted to use your imagination, you could use white chocolate and you could tint it different colors. You could maybe put a little extra chocolate on the outside of the chocolate kisses and roll them in some candies or what have you. You can have so much fun with this. It's just a lot of fun. Also, they make a wonderful decoration. If you wanted a winter decoration, didn't have a lot of money to spend, hey, you can take some acorns, some leaves out of the yard, let them dry somewhere in the house or in your garage, and then just spray paint them, whatever you want. Roll them in a little bit of glitter, and you've got a very unique item to use as part of a winter display. So just some little tips and little suggestions. Also, I just wanted to share some thoughts with you as well. If this holiday season you're really looking for some toys and your budget is really tight, go to Amazon.com. They have a section where it's called the Toys Outlet section. You can buy all kinds of toys for infants and older children, and they have a nice discount, about 20%. Could be a little bit more, depending on what the toy is. Also, if you want to find out what the toys are that are coming out, if you've got a bunch of kids that you're buying for, or grandkids, or you're a teacher, you want to know about different things, you can get emails from your favorite toy retailers, learn about the latest sales and the deals. They will send you an email. You can go to their sites, whatever their websites might be, and sign up for their free emails, and you're going to be posted and made aware of the specials that come up. And that is really super if you have the time to do it. And for those of you gals that are really interested in looking good, but again, your budget is tight, and that's with so many people today, you can have access to a lot of different cosmetics. You can go to Sephora.com and Ulta.com, and they have a sale or a clearance section, and a lot of their stuff is more than 75% off. Then you can buy in bulks. There are a different company. Hi, we just had a little burp there for some reason. But anyway, you can buy cosmetics in bulk, and then if you wanted to, sometimes you want to give gifts to friends, and you might be able to do this. So there's all kinds of wonderful opportunities. If you're really interested in having fun and not having to spend a whole bunch of money, the internet is absolutely amazing. And though I don't spend a lot of time on the internet, I know so many of you do. And there are many, many resources, and you probably even have more to suggest than what I found out about. So if you like, just pop an email off to me, Donna@DelphiInternational.com. That's DelphiInternational.com. And if you know of some websites that you'd like to make people aware of where they can get special deals, learn of things about maybe travel or home appliances or whatever, send it along to me. Let me know why you like this website so much, and I'll be happy to share it with my listeners. Now, another thing that I want to mention quickly before we go on break. If you have a prepaid credit card, a lot of people are saying, use these, you won't spend so much money. But you need to be attentive. Now, there are reloadable debit-like credit cards, and that's nice, but they come with a downside. What is the downside? The fees for activation. Every time you use it, you are going to have additional charges. So if you don't want to be surprised by the charges that will be made to you for using this prepaid card, don't assume that all cards are the same and read through the fine print. I think having a card like that, that you know you've only got so much, or if you want to give it as a gift, that's terrific. Just realize, you want to read the fine print. Not all prepaid cards are created equal. Donna Sebo here. We're going to take a break. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat on this day before Thanksgiving, 888-815-9756. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in Physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, TTAP.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Okay, telephone lines are open, 888-815-9756. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of insight. Now, I know Thanksgiving Day, usually everybody, not everybody, but most people, fix a delicious turkey, and they have all kinds of trimmings. Well, I wanted to share with you a recipe. If you like beef and you're not a person that wants turkey, or if you're having a large group of people, and I know tomorrow's the big day, but maybe you'd like to fix a little bit of something different. Or if there's just a small group of you and you're thinking, what else could I fix? I've got a recipe here for a herb-crusted roast beef. And it is so easy and it's so delicious that I think that you would just absolutely love it. So if you have a piece of paper and a pen, why not take the time to write this down? Because you could fix it anytime, and you could have yams, you could have whatever you want to go with it, but you're not going to go wrong, because when it comes to leftovers, good roast beef is absolutely marvelous. It makes great sandwiches, and there's just so many things that you can do. Okay, this is what you need. All you need is 1/4 cup of sun-dried tomato pesto. It's 1/4 cup of sun-dried tomato pesto. You need about a 3-pound beef eye round roast, about a 3-pound. And then you need 3-inch long piece seeded salmonella, or in Italian bread. And that's about 3 ounces cubed, about 2 cups. Or if you want, just buy breadcrumbs and have 2 cups of that. Then you want 1 tablespoon of chopped fresh thyme, 1 tablespoon of chopped fresh chives, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 1.5 teaspoons of chopped red rosemary, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 1/4 teaspoon cracked black pepper, and if you like, you can have some herb sprigs on the side. This is how simple this recipe is, and it flavors the meat beautifully. You want to preheat your oven to 325 degrees, and you want a roasting pan. And you want to be sure that you spray it with cooking spray. Now, what you do, and what I like to do, believe it or not, I like to have some foil in the bottom of my pan because that saves on cleanup. But you can do it any way that you want. You can do it with a foil or not. And then I like to put my meat on a rack. Now, that's my bias. It's up to you. Now, what you do, you spread your pesto over your beef and place your beef fat side up in the pan. And then in the food processor, if you want to use Italian bread, you know, about 2 cups, if you want to make your own, that's fine. Or you can buy your unseasoned bread crumbs. You can use those. Or if you want, you can already get it pre-seasoned. And so what you want to do, you want about a cup of the mixture. And in the bowl, you want to mix your crumbs with the thyme, the chives, the oil, the rosemary, salt, and pepper. And then you put that over the top and the sides of the beef. Remember, you've got your pesto on it, so it's going to stick to that. And then you just put it in the oven. You roast your beef. And you, when you have a meat thermometer inserted into the center, it should register about 125 degrees, and that's for medium rare. So when you're cooking this, this is only 3 pounds, remember. If you're cooking it at 325, it should be done in about 50 minutes. So if you want it a little bit more on the rare side, cut about 10 minutes off of that. Because when you take your meat out of the oven, it needs to rest so the juices stay inside the meat. If you cut the meat when it's really hot, just comes out of the oven, those juices are just going to go out. So the meat will be much drier. So you want it so that it's nice and moist. So you remove your meat, transfer it to a serving platter, and just cover it loosely with foil, and it'll stay nice and warm. It continues to cook. And you want to let it stand for 10 minutes before slicing. So dependent on how rare you want it, you cook it about 10, maybe even as much as 15 minutes less. It's up to you because the meat will continue to cook while it's seated on the platter. And, of course, then you can garnish it with whatever you like. If you have some stuffed tomatoes or whatever it is that you want to put around the roast beef, that's great. But it makes a fabulous salad, and having a good horseradish with this just is absolutely delicious. And, of course, it makes wonderful sandwiches. Your leftovers, oh, there's just so many options that you have. But I did want to share that with you because I think it is such an easy recipe, and it is something that's cooked within a very short period of time. And in that hour or 45 minutes, you can put your salad together, whatever side dishes you have, and it's just perfect, absolutely perfect. And I know if you enjoy good beef, you're not going to be unhappy with the results of that one. Okay, telephone line, if you would like to call in and chat, 888-815-9756. I do want to remind you that tomorrow and on Friday, the programming for the Donna Sebo Show will be the best of Donna. We will be replaying programs from earlier in this month as I'm on the road and I will not be available to do the show live from wherever I am. So we are going to be enjoying family and friends. And as I said, we'll be back with you on Monday. And I've got a wonderful guest on Monday, Mr. James Rockross. He is a man that has been in real estate for years, and he is giving away, through his book, Confessions of a Real Estate Mini Mogul, he is giving away his gold nuggets of knowledge that he has attained for, I guess, at least 30 years plus of being in the industry. So I think you'll find his information quite interesting. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 888-815-9756. Now, I'm going to share with you the story of two sisters and their Texas-style Thanksgiving competition that they have every year. It has become legend within their family. And then after we come back from break, I'm going to share a story with you that Brad Steiger and Sherry Hansen Steiger put together. They acquired some wonderful stories about the southwestern part of the United States. And I'm going to share with you a story about an angel and a lawman who were the ones that really cleaned up Tombstone. Sound interesting? It's fascinating. So I'll share that with you after break. But in the interim, these two sisters, Wanda is the name of the one, and her sister's name is Nova. And by golly, these two women just love to cook. They absolutely love to cook. She said, we're both two stubborn sisters from two different spectrums of attitudes when it comes to fixing yams. And they're always in competition, trying to figure out who's going to do it best. And she said, you know, I've got these white sweet potatoes. She said, they're named after my mother-in-law. They're actually called Meemaw's White Sweet Taters. And she said, they're so easy to make. I put everything together, stick them in the oven, and later you have a sweet, rich dessert that's just marvelous, and it's got a topping of marshmallow. She said, it's just great. Well, Nova calls hers Graham's Yams, and it's also named after her mother-in-law. And she said, you have to bake these and assemble the dish, you know, the day before. And it's just, she said, it's just really great. It's more like a vegetable. It's filled with pecans. And she said, you know what? It's amazing. Everybody likes both of the dishes that we cook. And it's just so much fun. These two gals who were in competition with each other, and they still are today, they just have an absolutely wonderful time competing against each other, trying to one-up the other with these wonderful dishes. But they've been so nice, they have shared them. And so I wanted to share them with you, because if you say, I wonder how else I could fix yams or sweet taters, as they call them in Texas, well, this is what you can do. Now, this is Graham's Yams by Nova. She said you need 6 medium sweet potatoes, you need 1 stick of butter, 1 cup of light brown sugar, 1 tablespoon of cinnamon, and a half a cup of chopped pecans. And she said you preheat your oven to 350 degrees. Now, she likes to bake her sweet potatoes until they're soft, and it takes usually about an hour. You can microwave them, too. It'll just take you a few minutes. Then you leave the potatoes alone. You refrigerate them overnight, and the following day you want to peel the potatoes, and the peeling just comes right off of them real easily once you've pre-cooked them. And you want to slice them lengthwise into 4 slices per potato. You put those slices in a glass baking dish that's been prepared with a light coating of cooking spray. You melt your butter and brown sugar in your microwave and pour over the potatoes. Sprinkle cinnamon on the top and cover with chopped pecans, and then you bake them uncovered for about 25 minutes, or until the potatoes are nice and hot. Then you remove them from the oven, and she said, be prepared to be transported to heaven. That's how good she says it is. Now, the other sister, it's Meemaw's Sweet Taters. This is what it is. You need 2 large 29-ounce cans of sweet potatoes. They're already cooked. And you need 1 8-ounce can of crushed pineapple. You don't drain it. You just leave it as it is. You need 2 cups of light brown sugar, and then you need a 10-ounce bag of miniature marshmallows. And again, the oven is 350 degrees. You have a 9x11 baking dish, and you want to spray that with nonstick cooking spray. Drain your sweet potatoes and place them in a large bowl. Use a mixer to beat the potatoes until they're smooth as they can be. Then put in your pineapple, your brown sugar. Mix them all together thoroughly. Pour them into the dish. You want to spread them evenly throughout your baking dish. Bake it for 20 minutes, remove it from the oven, and cover them with marshmallows. Return to the oven, bake until the marshmallows are golden brown, about 10 minutes. She says it serves 8 lucky people. Well, you know what? We 2 stubborn sisters, she said, are just absolutely delighted to be sisters. And she said, it's so important. And when you get together for the holidays, that not only is it good food, but sharing it with people that you love, the people that are most important to you. She, Wanda said, I'm really grateful for my big sister, Nova. She said, it's so much fun to be able to have this friendly competition going on, and the family enjoys the pleasure of eating the results of what we have prepared. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We'll be back in just a minute. If you want to call in and chat with me this day before Thanksgiving, 888-815-9756. When we come back, we're going to be traveling to Tombstone. Ah, yes. You're going to learn a bit about history that you didn't know about. Donna Sebo here. We'll be back in just a moment.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today. 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756. And again, a reminder, I'm not going to be live on air Thursday or Friday. We will be having the best of Donna, however. So we've got some wonderful shows. If you missed, you'll be able to hear them during the holiday on Thanksgiving. If you're preparing food, getting ready for that big feast, or if you're kicking back, if you're on the East Coast, you'll just be able to kick back when you want to just relax and hear some good things. So we'll be still with you, but it will be pre-recorded programming tomorrow and on Friday. Brad Steiger and Sherry Hansen Steiger, a number of years ago, went into the Southwest, which is where they lived, and they had heard so many different stories, so many different legends, that they decided they were going to put together a book sharing these stories and these legends, and to the best of their capacity, they checked on what was told. And I just found the reading of this publication, even though it was done so many years ago, was just absolutely wonderful. And today, before getting ready for the show, I happened to be reading some of the material, and I came across this one section in their book called The Angel and the Lawman Who Cleaned Up Tombstone. Now, these are stories that are just so much fun to read. And if you're ever interested in finding out about the book, it's Montezuma's Serpent and Other True Supernatural Tales of the Southwest. I think that the Steigers did an incredible job with this. But when you think of Tombstone with all of the Hollywood movies, you think of Wyatt Earp, and you have this idea about this Western character, that he was a man of righteousness. Well, she was. I found out he wasn't such a nice guy. He beat up women, and he just was not the sweetest guy in the world, and he wasn't necessarily a very nice guy. In fact, according to research, after the Earp regime ended, it really was not a very nice environment. Law and order, well, it was more rampant after Earp came into his position of authority. The man that really cleaned up Arizona was a man by the name of Texas John Slaughter. Now, the reason that this man is so noteworthy, he was absolutely tough, absolutely tough. He had been a very successful rancher in Texas before he moved to Arizona. He could shoot like nobody's business. And he wanted to have Tombstone become a very, very decent city. Also, he was totally courageous, very stubborn. But there was something special about Texas John that nobody else could come close to. And he told everybody that came in contact with him about it. The reason that nobody else was successful in taming Tombstone, the reason they had all failed, is that they did not have a dependable sixth sense, and they didn't have an active guardian angel. Texas John had one. He told his friends, he said, I've got a guardian angel who protects me, because his friends warned him, you are just stepping into an ugly environment. You have got so much danger around you. But he told his friends, he said, I'm completely serious when I say that my angel keeps those rough owl hoots and gun slicks from even coming close to me. I will die in bed when I'm good and ready, and when my guardian angel says that it's time for me to go. Now, what he would explain to his friends is that the reason he was able to survive, usually, situations that would have killed anybody else, is that there would be a buzz that he would hear inside of his head whenever danger was around. He said he had long ago learned how to recognize that sound as an alert, and he said it came from his guardian angel, and he never questioned it when that buzz occurred in his head. He'd automatically draw his weapon and would be on guard as soon as he had it, as soon as he became aware of it. One time he was riding, he had a horse that was very renowned, it was a big gray horse, and he was going on his way to buy some cattle, and he heard this buzz. He knew danger was right in front of him, so he stayed very, very quiet and very, very still. Every time he started to move forward, the buzz would get really, really loud. So he said, okay, I am not going to go forward. So he went to a different direction. He rode into a town of Tubac, went into one of their general stores, and he was visiting with the owner, who he knew quite well, who was a fellow Texan. And he did not stop visiting his friend until his guardian angel let him know that it was okay. Later on that day, that very same day, there were three gunslingers who worked for Texas John's arch enemy, and his name was Curly Bill Brocas. Don't you just love these names they give to people? And they rode into the city that Texas John had gone into, and they went straight into the saloon. They were drinking heavily because they were just absolutely burned to a crisp, and apparently what came out of the conversation is their boss, Curly Bill, had learned that Texas John's slaughter was on a cattle buying trip, so he sent these three men out to lie in ambush for him. The men said, we squatted out there in that boiling sun until we felt like venison being dried for the winter. Another one said they got so dry and thirsty that they started belching dust. And Curly Bill is going to just kill us because we couldn't stay out there. But he said, we're not Indians. We don't know how to survive it. No white man could stay out in the sun all day and not have his brains boiled. And then another one of them said, we waited long enough, that's for sure. If we could have stayed under the mesquite bushes until Christmas waiting for slaughter, something just plain told him to go another way. They never found out what happened. His guardian angel saved him. Well, there are so many stories about this man. And he really was so aware. One time he and his wife were in a buckboard, and they were driving home after attending a function in their local community, and John, Texas John, just acted really strange, and the wife said, what is it? He said, you take the reins, you drive. He pulled out his shotgun. Shotguns were what tamed the West. He had a sweet one sitting with him. He said, I am going to just be aware. And by golly, there was someone that knew he was going to be coming in, and there was a wrestler by the name of Ike Clanton. There were no streetlights, folks. It was a moonlit night. But Ike saw the metal of Texas John's gun and said, I'm out of here. He had gotten that buzz, and that is what saved him. Now, what's interesting, I know we're almost out of time here. He said, my guardian angel told me years ago that I wouldn't die by a bullet, a knife, or an accident, that I would die in my bed of natural causes, and he said, that is the way it's going to be. And Texas John Horton Slaughter, well, he finally passed away in 1922, and it was true. There was not an enemy's weapon that had been allowed to harm the lawman who cleaned up Tombstone Territory because he listened to that guardian angel, to that sixth sense. This is Donna Sebo. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Have a magnificent and safe Thanksgiving, and be so grateful for the many, many blessings you have in your life. I'm grateful for you, and I'm grateful that we're going to be able to continue with the show while the holiday season is going on, but I'll be back with you live in studio on Monday, same time, same place, right here on bbsradio.com, Station 1. Donna Sebo here in Victoria, British Columbia. God bless. Have a fabulous weekend. Talk to you on Monday. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.